It's the best.
The best of
Jim and Chelsea. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 on New Country 103.1.
All right, so was there a situation where your kid received some news? Not the greatest news, but your kid actually took the news better than you did. 855-400-9475. Here's the example. Earlier this week, Jonah, our son, had received news that he was not accepted to the summer session at the Air Force Academy. And, you know, and I gotta say, he took the news really well. He's like, hey, Dad, it happens, whatever. He goes, I'm still going to apply. I want to go there.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because there's like just under 1,000 spots for that session, and there's over 3,000 kids that apply for it. So he was completely okay with it. I, however, lost my mind. I wanted to call 1-800-COLONEL and go, hey.
And give it to the man.
Colonel Air Force, what are you doing? And, you know, because I'm like, what are they? And seriously, I was such a jerk. I was like, what else do they want? You know, that type of thing. So I understand. But with Chelsea explaining stuff to me a few minutes ago, I actually discovered why I felt that way. So you said we had a text in?
Yeah, sure. So we had a text that came in because you were saying, you know, one time that you didn't handle something as well as your child did.
Right.
And Zach actually texted in, when Iron Man died in Endgame, my son was fine with it, but I was an uncontrollable mess.
Right? I mean, come on, it's Iron Man. So, what are you doing?
It's not exactly the same level, Zach, but it's crazy because I'm like, oh, God, so true. So true. I'm like, you don't even know.
I was not okay with this.
Not okay.
And I don't care what the multiverse has in store.
Same, Zach. You know what? It's less serious, but same emotions. You're on par with the emotions.
In all sincerity, as you were talking to me about it, I discovered why I felt the way I did when Jonah received that news. Because of this, and I'm not kidding. Like, so I've been in entertainment for what, 30 something years, mm-hmm. or whatever. And my life has been based on demo tapes and auditions,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And 95% of the time, your career in entertainment is based on the word no.
Yeah, it's just rejections, right?
It's rejection after rejection after rejection. And you got to put on your big boy pants and your thick skin to withstand the negativity and the rejection, right? So, and it's okay if you take the brunt of it. And I know this sounds like I'm talking out of my butt, but I'm not. It's okay if I take the brunt of it because I'm used to that. But if you're going to say no to my kid, that's when I go, not happening.
100%. It's nothing but a parent. That's how every parent is.
Right.
That's how every parent is.
So on top of every parent, you know, you're going to defend your kid to the gills. On top of that, you know, I guess you're not going to tell my kid no. That was weird. This is kind of a weird feeling right now.
Yeah, but so, that's, like I said, you are about to embark on your children having major life decisions and a path and things, major life decisions and milestones and steps that are going to, they're going to start navigating.
And I guess I'm ready for that point. Absolutely ready for that point. But I'm just like, all right, I'm going to plop you here and you're going to go on your merry way.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Fly, little bird.
Right. You want everything to be, your world is going to, and it's just so unrealistic. And it's, you know what? This is a good teaching moment for you. It's really, Jonah didn't need this teaching moment. You did.
I so want to be over teaching moments.
Because no matter, but here's the deal. This is when the teacher becomes the teachee. Because you're over here. You're over here trying to teach your kids their entire life, you know, blah,
right.
blah, blah. This is how it's going to be. And then all of a sudden you have to take a step back and realize that you're the one who's being taught these lessons, which is no matter what happens, no matter what path your kids go down, they will be okay. They will end up exactly where they are supposed to. It might not happen according to the plan that you have for them, but it's going to be their plan and they will be fine. You have great kids.
I really hate being in a studio with you when you're right.
This is so fun. I can do this all day. Let's do it again tomorrow. I mean, I'm open.
And Now, Tim and Chelsea present...
Another unusual arrest here in Florida.
Where did this Florida man come from?
Florida man?
This is a man from Florida on New Country 103.1.
Hey, how you doing? It's a Jersey Mike's kind of thing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying there? Hey.
It is Jersey...
Apparently you can get more than just sandwiches.
Hey, how you doing? It's a Jersey Mike's kind of thing.
855-400-9475. We have a Gigundo gift card to Jersey Mike's for you. All you have to do is be the first person to tell us of these three stories. Who is the man from Florida?
All right, we have a man stealing a front loader and a guy in a second front loader being able to chase him down because the cops couldn't stop him.
They couldn't pull it off with the equipment they had?
No, because the front loader would just run them over. So you have to
fight fire with fire?
Exactly. Next,
you're going to steal the front-end loader? Well, I've got one, too.
Exactly. Next, we have a woman shoplifting from Walmart saying that she was actually playing a game called 21.
Yeah, 21 things you have to shoplift from Walmart.
I guess it was just you steal as much as you can
right.
and run. I don't think it was 21. It was just as much as you can.
Well, that's how you play.
I've never heard this game.
You've never played that game? Oh, gosh. It's really all the rage with the kids.
Is it fun?
Right.
Okay. And last but not least, we have a hunter calling police to ask... if he can shoot a Sasquatch, should he see one in the woods?
I say go for it.
They actually said this is probably a question for Fish and Wildlife, so we're going to refer you there.
They actually referred him to another department.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We'll transfer you now in case they don't answer.
You know what? Jim, that's a good question. We're going to drop 20 and punt. Listen, Stan's over. Stan, are you at your desk? Okay. We're going to refer you to the Fish and Wildlife Department. Stan's at his desk right now. Why don't you call him?
Stan, pick up line two, okay?
855.
Questions must be asked.
855-400-9475. You got some really good contenders. However, you do have one of the rules of three, something that happens in a Walmart. I mean, you're playing the game 21, right? There you go.
There you go.
Screw you, casinos. There's a new way to play 21. 855-400-9475.
Stan, pick up two, would you please?
Who is the man from Florida?
This is a man from Florida on New Country 103.1.
Hi, New Country 103.1. Who's this?
This is Sean, Tim Buddy. How you doing this morning?
Good, Sean, my friend. A man from Florida. Your chance for a gift card to Jersey Mike's. Here are your stories.
All right, we have a man stealing a front loader and a guy in a second front loader being able to chase him down and stop him. A woman shoplifting from Walmart saying she was playing a game called 21. And Hunter calls police to ask if it is okay if he shoots a Sasquatch.
All right, Sean, who do you think is the man from Florida?
I'm going to have to shoot for story number two.
Story number two.
Walmart? That's correct.
Yeah! Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Officer,
I'm going to have me some good lunch.
You're going to
have a great lunch.
You just got yourself a Gigundo gift card to Jersey Mike's. Congratulations, dude.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I'm assuming the Sasquatch shooting was somewhere in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes, Washington.
Washington.
Yes.
And what was the first one?
The first one was in Georgia. The front loaders were in Georgia.
A high-speed pursuit with high front-end loaders.
Front loaders, yeah.
Sean, dude, have a great day. Enjoy the Jersey Mike's gift card. Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
All right, hold on.
And now, back to Tim and Chelsea on New Country 103.1.
And by the way, we are giving tickets away to Tortuga every single hour today.
All day long.
Your next chance coming up after 9. I had just seen this in your text last night.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're getting ready for prom season.
Oh, my God.
And Caden's, your son Caden, going to... junior prom, even though he's a sophomore,
uh-huh.
He's been asked out by an older woman. Yes!
Will you stop making it like that?
What? I mean, seriously. Caden. Good job.
Oh, my God. Please stop. I'm going to throw up on the air.
So, how's the prom coming?
Right. So, clearly, like you said, Caden is a sophomore. He's not technically like, you know, prom is normally juniors and seniors, right?
Right.
You go through the whole promposal and all the things.
Did he do a promposal?
This is where I'm going with this.
Oh, my gosh. Man.
So he's been, like, you know, hanging out with this girl and their friends and whatever. I don't want to talk about that. But...
do not head off the conversation before it even starts.
I'll do whatever the hell I want. It's my voice. So they end up deciding that they're going to go to prom together. So he has gone out and he goes, you know, suit shopping, all the things. yesterday.
Right.
But before he heads out to do that, he comes in and he's like, so I think I have to do like a whole promposal thing. And I'm like, hi, cart, horse, confusion. You two have already decided that you're going to prom together.
Yeah,
you've
you
already
did.
Made. Stop it.
What? I can't be.
Shh. You've already made this, you know, decision. You're going together. She's got the dress. We're buying the tickets. You're doing the suit thing or whatever it is you do. And now you want to whip together a promposal? So he's in there like running all of his ideas by Beau and I. And I'm like, I'm so confused in this day and age why we're still doing the promposal. Like, you still have to do it.
Right.
But you've already decided you're going together. And like, it's in like 2 weeks from now, I think.
It's not a lot of time.
Right?
It's not a lot of time. Gotta, what?
I just know how much you're enjoying this, so it's annoying me.
Why is it annoying you?
Because normally I'm getting to, like, you know, make fun of you because you're the one who doesn't handle this well.
Right.
And now I'm the one not handling this well.
Just because you're sitting there sweating, literally, as I'm talking about
really
this.
It's really because I chose a sweater this morning and I didn't think that was
is
a great
it really
choice.
Though?
No. It's, but it's just the, it was so weird. So this is the cutest part, to be honest. My mom wanted to take him.
Oh, God.
To get his talk situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She calls me and she's like, I really want to be the one to take Caden. And I was like, once again, guys, you should have just had one more kid.
Right.
Just, I mean, you know.
Well, you that ship sailed.
You got it right one time. You should have just had more. But it's adorable, and I'm so grateful for how involved my parents are with my kiddos, because it's very special to them.
Because you know he's going to walk out of there, like, to the nines.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's going to be designer.
You should see what Dee Dee came over wearing. Dee Dee, oh, God, this is great. Dee Dee walks in the door, and she has got on this, like, black felt suit and her, like, Christian Dior shoes and her bag, and I was like, where the hell do you think you're taking him shopping?
Center of Palm Beach, baby.
Caden walks out, and he goes, shouldn't I just be wearing what Dee Dee's wearing? And I'm like, Dee Dee really did dress the part.
Dee Dee, can I just borrow that?
Yeah, exactly. He goes, Dee Dee's kind of wearing what I should be wearing. I'm
wait,
like, okay.
did he get the suit?
Right. So they ended up going. You know, I sent them several pictures of kind of like what to be looking for.
Right.
And they ended up getting, you know, his suit and everything. It's very classic and he looks really nice.
Suit or tux?
I think it's a suit.
Okay.
Yeah. But like black, you know. All
so
the things.
Tux-esque.
Yes.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool. What are you rolling your eye? Why are you so uncomfortable talking about this?
Because it's just one of those things. Like, I think it's just
doesn't
because
feel great, does it?
I'm at so just the different ends of the spectrum. And I think that's what it is that, like, I am not in this space
right.
all day long every day. You know, I have multiple children's ages, so I just feel like my brain is all over the place.
Well, let's not forget, this is your first time on the field.
And that's what I'm saying. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to do this so many more times.
Because I remember when the table was reversed a little bit, a few weeks, like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
When Jonah was going through this very same thing.
But you live in only teen world every single day.
Right.
So you're, like, there every day. Where I'm there every day, but I'm also like, all right, everybody, let's learn your letters, A, B's, and C's. Like, it's just, you know, it gives my brain a break because I get to go back to, like, this innocence. Shut up. You're not going to say anything that's helpful. I know it, so just keep it to yourself.
You are so judgy.
And by judgy, you mean right? Okay, fine. You know what? Say what you're going to say, oh, helpful one.
Chelsea, I'm here to help you, and I'm hearing you. I'm seeing you, and I'm hearing you. I just want to let you know, you're still teaching letters to your teenage boy. He's just learning different letters.
What does that even mean?
Just think about it for a little.
What does that even mean?
See, you're starting to panic.
What are
Let's
you even
not
trying
panic.
To say?
Just breathe.
I swear to God.
Count to 70. All right? One, two.
Hit the button.
Oh, we got tons of time.
Oh, my God. Damn, I'm so funny.
I know that I'm funny. This is about you, though.
You suck.
Ava.
God, it is hot in here. Why is the AC so...
You are so uncomfortable talking about this.
Literally, my jeans are stuck to me right now. What is happening? Seriously, if you don't play this Jason Aldean song, I'm going to kill you. Thank you.
Does this make you feel better, Chelsea? Talking about your boy going to a junior prom with an older woman?
Yes!
I swear to God. The payback you're going to get for this segment.
But seriously, Caden, good job.
Oh, my God.
Three things you need to know to start your day with Tim and Chelsea.
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. You know what? Sheriff's Department in Lee County were called out to a house that the lady thought there was a 20-foot python under the hood of her car. Turned out to be something completely different. We will talk about that in just a second. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Top three things you need to know. Last night, no winner in Powerball, but we have found the best TV news anchor to break the news to you.
The Powerball jackpot keeps climbing after there were no winners tonight. That jackpot now expected to reach $935 million for the next drawing on Saturday. If anybody wins, they could take the cash payout. That would be nearly $450 million. Again, you did not win.
I freaking love this guy. Again, you did not win.
Good morning, everybody. This just in.
Again, you did not win.
There you go.
All of you, big losers.
I mean,
back to you, Chet.
If it gets onto all these TV news anchors, I mean, come on, all of them just have disdain and just frustration.
But once again, all I can think about is they read a teleprompter. Unlike the brilliance of this show,
right,
they actually have really nice writers that tell them what to say. So, is there somebody who literally wrote, "All right, this is where Bob says again, you did not win." I love it.
It's Jimmy on the news desk.
I was like, oh my
send
God.
This in.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just don't care anymore.
He will read anything.
I just can't.
Oh, my God. But that's good news.
Sweet Govy D has signed into law a new rule that says you can't have a social media page if you're under the age of 14.
Governor Ron DeSantis has signed House Bill 3 into law, banning children under 14 from having social media accounts on platforms considered to have addictive qualities.
You know, I like the idea.
I do too. I do too. I totally agree with that as a parent. I just see it being very difficult to regulate. I mean, because you just go in, you know, you hit the ticker. Yep, 19. Yep, sure, that's my birthday, 1999.
That's not a traffic light. Okay. I am not a robot. There you go. You're
saw
in.
Seven cars and I'm 16.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's going to be. By the way, if you can do that, you probably deserve an account because I can barely make it through those damn question things.
Right. Like, because you sit there, you look at the car.
All right, is that
a bike lane?
Do you think that's
a
crossing
lane.
Road? I don't see. I see two yellow lines.
You know what? I'm done. I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm done.
New password for me, it's looking like.
So our sheriffs in Lee County were called out to a resident's house. What? What are you doing? Just listen to the story. Listen.
That's what I am doing. I wasn't talking.
They were called out to a resident's address because the lady thought that there was a 15 to 20-foot python under the hood of her car on top of the engine. Sheriffs got there, opened up the hood. It was not a 20-foot python. It only turned out to be, I'm going to say, like a 4-foot rat snake. All right? And the sheriff just reached in, grabbed it off of the, it was warming itself on the car engine. And was all coiled up.
Yeah, because Lee County is real cold this time of year. Better crawl in the hood of the car. Cold.
I think it's 4 feet. What, hold on a second. Chelsea, what do
I'm
you think?
I'm not going to look at
do you think
it.
This
I'm
is,
not going to
no,
look at it,
No, hold on a second.
Tim.
I want to see this right here.
Luckily,
there
I,
it
can't,
is,
see,
right there.
I
see?
Can't see your screen.
No, look over here. See?
I am looking
there
over there.
There we go. There.
Tim,
look at that.
No.
There's
no,
the snake right there. There it is.
No,
look. Is that 4 feet? Does that look like 4 feet to you?
I don't know. All I see is belt. Shoes.
All right, is that a 4 foot belt? Here, let me refresh that. Ugh. Let me see. All right, one more time, because you didn't really get a good look at it.
Tim, I swear
there
to God,
go,
I will
right
cut
there.
You.
See, look. There's Ugh. No snake in this. There's no snake right now. Look, there's no snake. Now there is. So.
I'm getting so close to cussing on the air for the first time ever.
You know what? You're right. All in all, I think that's probably about 3.5 feet.
Belt.
You're right. That's a 3.5 foot belt.
Belt.
Do you like red? Here, let me show it to you one more time.
Tim, I swear to God.
This is Tim and Chelsea on New Country 103.1.
I don't know what happened, but what I do know is what Chelsea texted me was the line drive was heading for Bridges Head.
Oh, my God.
Dot, dot, dot. So Chelsea's six-year-old Bridge in baseball had a game last night.
Shoot with the audio.
Right?
God.
God, am I prepared? Wrap it up, everybody. We did good.
So impressive.
So what position does he play?
They kind of rotate him all over.
All right, so what was he playing last night when this happened?
What would that be? Is that shortstop?
Between second and third?
No, between first and second.
I don't.
That's where he was.
I don't know.
No man's land.
There is no position.
I don't know what he was playing then, because that's where he was standing.
Louisiana Territory?
Yep, he was north of the border.
Right.
So his friend who plays on... So first of all, he was so excited because this is like just the rec league, right? And so all of his like friends and buddies all play on like different teams.
Right.
And he gets so excited when he gets to see them all because he doesn't get to play with all of them every day. And so one of the teams he played last night, like two of his friends that he played with last year were on it. And they're, okay, both of them are sons of ex-professional baseball players.
Okay.
Both of those guys actually play on the pink ball team.
Right.
When we're out there. So both of their kids are just like stellar, amazing.
And how old are they?
So what? Bridge is, I think they're both eight. I think they're eight. Bridge is six.
Okay.
Bridge turned seven in like May.
So you
but
have,
they're both eight.
You have child prodigies at 8 years old playing
yeah.
baseball.
And they're so sick. I mean, they're awesome to watch too. And they can crush the ball. And Bridge is still, you know, he's a little guy. He's a good player. But he's, you know, there is such a difference when you look at their sizes.
Okay, back the bus up for a second.
What?
Let's clarify something. Bridge is not a little guy. If you put him up against 8-year-olds,
yeah, he's little.
And then like 14-year-olds in the soccer league, yeah, then he's little. But for a 6-year-old, he's a pretty decent sized kid.
Okay. He's skinny. He's like really skinny. We're working on that. So, last night, one of his really good friends, our friend Tanyan's son Maverick, gets up to bat, and I'm like, oh god. And it's one of those things where it's like, okay, everybody, just go to the back. Just go. No one needs to be in the infield.
Everybody hop in the back of the van. I'm going to drive you to where the ball is going to be.
Totally. And all I hear, and I'm in the snack shack, by the way. I was working snack shack, so I'm like watching, but also like, oh God, happy that I'm further away so I can't
God,
see
you
it.
Work at the did you have your mom jeans on,
oh
too?
Oh my God, they were so sexy. Oh no, I was like mom leggings, you know, the hat, all the things. Mom so hard last night. And so all I hear is Mavi just crush the ball. I mean, he nails this thing. And
right.
you know he's going to. And it's just line drive. You can see it just
right.
going. And all of a sudden, I can't really, all I can do is hear like this huge like crash, like kind of sound. Like
right.
it was a crash. And I look and I realize the sound was Bridge just throwing his glove up and catching it.
Oh, my God.
But in all fair, like, truthfully, and it was so adorable because literally my dad turns around and he goes, oh, my God. I go, and all of us just go, did he just catch that? And he did. Bridge caught it. It was the end of the inning. He got Maverick out. And it was funny because reverse, like, in a few innings prior, Maverick had gotten Bridge out. So it was just one of those things where he threw up his, he literally all he did was throw up his glove. And pretty much was blocking getting his face crushed.
Right, so it was sort of self-defense.
Exactly, and caught the ball. And
but he looks like a rock star.
Totally looks like a rock star. But what was funny is at the end of the game, it was so adorable. Bridge, so many guys. Bridge and Maverick are hanging out and they're talking and we're laughing about that catch. And Maverick looks at Bridge and he goes, it was kind of like that ball caught you, huh?
Right.
And Bridge was like, oh my God. And I looked at Maverick, I go, I just want to tell you how grateful I am that you didn't put it like 2 inches to the right because I'd be in the ER right now.
Right.
And my son my son's face would be exploded open. Because he just crushed it. And literally, I feel like Bridge just got so lucky, just threw up his glove and caught it. But it was.
But that's awesome. First of all,
it was
that means.
It was the ball catching. It was the ball catching Bridge. It
okay.
was hilarious.
Once again, as his agent.
You're an idiot.
The ball catches nothing. It was nothing but the skill of Bridge. Now, he's six, and that's okay. So he's up against 8-year-olds or whatever. It's time to move on. Forget Travel League. All right, let's check out the high school scene right now. All right? Let's get him on one of those suckers. And Yeah, spring break is over this season. That's fine. He still hasn't peaked yet. Next season, we'll get him out there. Tell him to pick a team. Tell him to pick it. We got Cardinals, the Nationals, the Astros are down here.
That's why I don't share things with you.
What? What? See, I don't think you're taking his career seriously.
You're right, I'm not, because he's six, and he's just having fun.
Listen, you just be quiet and serve the Cracker Jack in the Mom Shack, or whatever that thing's called.
Okay, in my defense, there was a lot of candy. There was peanuts, there was popcorn, there were pretzels. Who the hell knows how to make a pretzel? By the way, you squirt it with water, then you salt it, okay? In case anyone's wondering.
How many did you light on fire?
Oh, my God, I don't even go near that thing. I gave it to the other girl. She was way better.
It's New Country 103.1.
It's the best.
The best
of Jim and Chelsea. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 on New Country 103.1.